The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Morning, it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, which means this is the public service time of the week in which I just say, all right, don't want you going out there and taking antidepressants or doing anything else, no medication. Just call the show and share your thoughts on what's going on because you just can't keep it inside. You got to let it out. Can't have expletives, nothing like that. Someone called me up after the show yesterday and was just cussing up a storm about the illegal alien situation. And I said, hey, you know, it'd be great if you could just call the show tomorrow. You're really upset, I can tell, about this. But you can't use those words. He says, okay, I will. It's like, all right, see, that's what we do here. It's a public service just trying to help out. All right, 770-563-3770-KMED. So maybe some of the pebbles have turned into boulders for some people, and I wouldn't blame you, all right? I was reading the news this morning before coming on, just getting a few things ready. And one story came about rock star Eric Carmen. Eric Carmen passed away at the age of 74. He just died in his sleep over the weekend, and a former lead singer of the Raspberries. And that he had a great, just amazing, amazing solo career. Probably most famous for, in fact, this is what the news will always pick up, All By Myself. All By Myself. And there was Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. There were some other hits, too, Make Me Lose Control. But the part that still gets me, the song that really cemented Eric Carmen in my mind, I just want to set the picture. I was an 11-year-old living in Milan, Ohio. Yes, we're going back to the bad old days, right? The bad old days in which men were men and women were women, and we weren't really all that confused about such things. You know? And so I'm an 11-year-old going to Berlin Milan Middle School. It's the summertime. It's summer vacation, probably August or so, and I'm delivering papers for the Toledo Blade. I wanted to deliver papers for the Plain Dealer because that was the better paper. The Toledo Blade was a harder one to sell, but needless to say, I was doing that. So I had my Ross 10 speed, my Ross 10 speed bicycle, and I had the, you know, the big baskets put on the back wheel of it so I could carry the Toledo Blade papers, and I would deliver them every day. I had maybe 30, 40 customers from what I recall. And, of course, there was a big part of this was I was outside of the view of my mother and father, and so I would stop at the corner cupboard and get a big chew of bubble gum that my mother or father would never let me chew on my own, but I was independent. I was rebelling. I'm on my Ross 10 speed, and I'm, you know, big chew of bubble gum, just, you know, probably 8 pieces for all I know. That's how I rebelled. That's how bad of a kid I was. Too much, too much bubble gum, right? But I'm burning it off on that Ross 10 speed, and I'm heading down the road. But the other thing that you had to have to deliver the papers, though, was the Radio Shack, the Realistic AM radio, little 9-volt transistor, and I tied it to the bike in some form. I forget how I did it, but that was like my precious possession, the 9-volt powered AM radio. And even though Milan was only 50 miles away from Cleveland, we all listened to CKLW. Out of Windsor, out of Detroit. It was the Detroit station. It was the big top 40 station, big 50,000-watt clear channel. You heard it everywhere, right? And that was the cool. That was the cool station. And here it is. I'm pedaling away, probably August of 1972, 11-year-old with a chaw in my mouth and the Ross bicycle. And it was just doing my thing. And then I would be listening to it. There would be something along the lines of, here's the newscaster. They would always do it. I'm Randall Carlisle, CKLW, 2020 News. And now more hit music with Brother Bill Gable. And the jingle singers would kick in. CKLW, Motor City Rock. And I remember hearing that out of that little tinny AM radio speaker. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this is the most, as an 11-year-old, it was exciting, it was young, it was vibrant, it was energetic, it was everything that I wanted top 40 music to be at that point. Now, I didn't get the other parts of it, but it was still a great song. No.
never knew how complete I could be. She kissed me and said, baby, please go away.
Now, of course, that was a pretty racy song for 1972. Go, please go all the way, but it was about love. You know, the summer of love. But as an 11-year-old, I was okay if a girl just held my hand. That's kind of all I was looking at. And besides, I wasn't all that cool of a kid. But it's funny how, you know, at that summer, I remember that summer, how Eric Carmen just cemented in my mind. So I'm going, wow, what a great song, what a great singer. And it just fired on all the cylinders. And, of course, they had some other hits there, too. But Eric, I think, actually had probably more success as a solo artist later on, like All By Myself, like I mentioned. But, you know, to me, it's always Go All The Way and I Want To Be With You and Let's Pretend. And that and he was a big deal in the Cleveland area. When I was going in 1979, graduated high school, and then I went to the Ohio School of Broadcast Technique on Euclid Avenue in Cleveland. And this is where, you know, you'd have DJs from the big stations in Cleveland, like Wixie 1260 and a bunch of the other AM top 40 stations. They would go there. And, you know, for a few hundred dollars, I think it was probably about $1,000, $1,200 at that time, you go to radio school and you'd learn how to be a DJ. Some people even still sound like that, even though you're not supposed to sound like that. That's called puking. But, yep, we did that. And there was one day I remember going in there and someone said, you missed Eric Carmen. Eric Carmen was here. He was talking to the teacher. Teacher's one of the local DJs in Cleveland, right? I said, oh, I missed Eric Carmen. Oh, man. You know, even 1979, a few years later, he dropped by at one point, and it was just great memories, great singers. And he had a wonderful solo career, and I know it's just one kid on one bicycle with one tinny AM radio in 1972. But Eric Carmen had a heck of a impression on me. And rest in peace, Eric. Wonderful songs that you wrote. And thank you. Wherever you are, up in rock and roll heaven. 19 minutes after 6, this is the Bill Myers Show. Yeah, we'll go over some of the news here, too. But I just wanted to share just the memories of one kid on one bicycle delivering tons of papers with a big chew of bubblegum in his mouth, rebelling against the system.
Well, you know a door list, Tobin's Paws, we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Lamont here from Orley's Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orley's Stoves and Spas. Orley's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orleans has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orleans is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orleans Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
If you're going on a spring road trip, click on the travel report on KMED.com. We have changing road conditions, road cams, and gas prices throughout the region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Sponsored by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rancher Garage, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
It's 20 minutes after 6. Open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Sam's in Grants Pass. I mean, Grants Pass headed to Medford, right, Sam? It's on your mind.
That's right. That's right, Putin. Hey, so, anyway, listening to your open statement, I had to start laughing. I'm going, you know, the truth is, you said a bad old years. I agree with you. The truth was, it's a 5-speed or a 3-speed, not 10-speed. Give my 15 papers. It was uphill both directions. It snowed every day, including summer, right?
Well, the funny thing is, though, is that, you know, it was a 10-speed, though. That was the revolutionary one, because when I was 11, I got that for my 11th birthday. Right, so that before it was a 3-speed, one of those heavy old English bicycles of some sort. I swear the bicycle weighed about 80 pounds, and And it had the little, and it had like the internal hub with a little chain going in and out of it. They would pull and change the gears, that sort of thing. But it was heavy and not particularly pleasant, as I recall.
Yeah, that was what they men, and the boys stay home. You know, that's the truth. You know, I was back when the ships were made of steel, and the men were made of, or the men were made of steel, and the ships were made of wood. Now the men are made of wood, and the ships are made of steel.
That's
just
that
the way it is. That's just a terrible thing. I just want to say you made my day going back in time, and God bless you, Carpenter. I mean, I'm sorry he's gone, but yes, I mean, he played some great music.
Yep, he sure did. He sure did.
I just want to touch base and say thanks for making my day.
All right, you're very welcome, Sam, and keep it safe there on the road, okay? It's 22 minutes after 6. 770-KMED. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Let me go to Chris. Chris, you called me the other day really upset about what's going on with the border, and a lot of people feeling that way, and I'm happy to get your feelings about it, but remember, you cannot use naughty words, okay? You good with that, Chris?
Are you infringing on my First Amendment right?
Yes, I am. Just a little bit, okay. And it's not because I would ever want to infringe on your First Amendment right. Now, remember, to really infringe on your First Amendment right, you have to. It's really about preventing government. But for me, it's about maintaining the broadcast license. Okay, and that's a federal regulation that is the god that I must pay homage to. Okay.
Well. Are you got me on air right now?
Yeah, yep, you're on the air right now, Chris.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a story that came out on Newsmax, and I followed it all day. It didn't pop up. I may have missed it, but it may have popped up again. But there is a law enforcement that came on, bald-headed guy,
mm-hmm.
On Newsmax, and he's discussing with one of the Newsmax guys, Eric,
Yeah, go ahead. Just get to the meat of the story, Chris. It's okay. You don't have to explain all the details.
So the illegals, Trump says, the a-hole countries,
mm-hmm.
They all come from Haiti, all the blacks, all the Mexicans, all the trash coming across our border. They're up there. They're all the way up to Portland in Hills Burrito. And so there's one up there that raped someone, and so he ran triangulated all the way down to Florida, and they caught his ass.
Yeah, they caught him, and Oregon did not want him back for trial, right?
Well, that right, and they want to venerate him, say, well, he's not illegal; he's a undocumented immigrant.
Mm-hmm. What do you think should be done about that, or what do you believe can be done about it? Because you're witnessing, Chris, what we were talking about of it's a sanctuary state. There's sanctuary laws, and everybody has to tap dance around the fact that you can't call something what it is for that reason.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got extradited way back 20 something years ago from California back to Oregon, and it ain't that far. In chains, all the way in a van, and hit every jail and prison all the way up. And they won't extradite, waste the money or whatever. But the thing is, they want to venerate these lowlifes that are infiltrating across our border and killing our own kids and so forth. And they don't want to take them in. Washington County, by the way, has got – I spent a lot of time in that jail, see, and they got lots of money, Bill. And they won't extradite someone. I'm like, and then that.
So you spent time in jail. By the way, what did you spend time in jail for? I'm just curious.
It was civil. It wasn't criminal.
Oh, okay. It wasn't criminal. All right. So you weren't. Okay. That's whew, that's good to know. I mean, you never know because, you know, it could be one of those things where, you know, you were violent a talk show host or something. But yeah, I feel your pain on that one. It is one of the most irritating. You know, it gets to the point where I almost can't read those stories. You ever get that way, Chris, where you can't even read the stories because your blood pressure just explodes when you realize that your controlling authority, the people who claim authority over you, are in essence warring against the health, safety, and welfare of the community. And at this point in time, all that can be done is to remove those people from power. I appreciate your call. Thanks for sharing it, okay? 770-5633. Anna, stay out of jail, okay? Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome. Hello?
Hello, this is David.
Hello, David. What's going on?
Not much. I love your kid's story.
Oh, you like that one, huh? Were you one of those kind of kids, too? Just curious.
Yep.
What did you do? Tell me your kid's story.
I don't have a kid's story, but I was about your age, nothing unusual.
Yeah.
However, when I was a little boy, I went to Montana, and my aunt had a horse ranch, and we used to listen to AM radio at 11 o'clock. We're supposed to be asleep.
And we used to get, of course.
We used to get AM radio stations from, like, all over, like Salt Lake City, et cetera, and they used to have the theater on there. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we even got a WAM.
From the East Coast, yeah, station from the East, in the W realm. It's funny you talked about the theater. On that same, remember I was telling you about that realistic, the Radio Shack AM.
Oh my
receiver,
goodness.
Which was my
heartfelt.
It was my precious, one of my most precious items as a young boy, because that was everything. You know, the transistor radio. It was, yeah, the cell phone of the day, I suppose, if you want to call it that.
It was great, and I'm a little boy in my bedroom listening to AM radio.
Yep.
To Salt Lake City in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the mystery of that is, wow, you're hearing these far off signals. Then that was back in when AM was still. Had more listenership in than FM radio, but that was changing very quickly. And by the time I graduated high school in 1979, AM was already being beaten by FM. And so Rush Limbaugh in talk radio gave AM radio maybe another 20, 30 years that it would not have otherwise had. But
I'm somewhat angry at you for killing the AM radio.
Now, you have to understand, though, that
you could have kept it alive.
You know how much it would have cost to have kept it alive?
The station says it's bad.
No. I want to explain it again. I've explained this before. I have great memories of AM radio. I started on AM radio, my first radio station, okay? But I want to explain what happened over the years. That AM radio, we lost our lease for the tower, so there was no space to put a tower up. You know, those were rented, and that's why two or three radio AM stations ended up disappearing. It wasn't just KMED. It was also KCMX and also KEZX on 730. And to rebuild that with the cost of land today could have been anywhere from $400,000 to $500,000, $500,000. A lot of money. It's a lot of money for small-town radio stations to do that. And for something which had been declining for a long time in listenership, I mean, I'll give you an example. The difference between the 1970s when I was growing up and the 2000s. Last time KMED had ratings, we had some ratings back a number of years ago, and we were about 10% of the radio listening audience, right, at that time. But we were almost 90% of all the listenership on AM. In other words, we had all these AM stations, but yet we were the only one that really had listeners. KCMX had a few, and JPR had a few other ones, and the other ones that were... It just doesn't pencil. It didn't pencil, and it just couldn't work any longer. And people have been voting with their tuning in, is what had happened over the years. Okay?
You're killing me over here. I'm so mad.
I'm sorry to kill you, but it's just what happened. You know?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I can't make a 40-year-old tune in on an AM radio. We couldn't do it. Or a 30-year-old. They don't exist doing that.
At least we have these 70s.
Yes, we do. We have the memories. We do. Like I said, my first radio station that I went to work for was an AM station, so I have great memories of that. But that's what happened. They were wonderful memories, and technology moves along. You know, I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. 770-5633. Let me grab one more before news. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wasn't quite finished.
Oh, well, I was finished, Chris. I didn't have any more time at that point. But, hey, I appreciate you getting back. But, yeah, one call, okay? Thanks.
An intelligent solution saves you money. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It takes an expert to navigate the current HVAC rebates. Call Advanced Air to save big on equipment replacement. Advanced Air is currently offering an additional rebate on qualifying systems, up to $1,000 on Bryant mini split and crossover heat pumps. Some exclusions apply. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Visit myadvancedair.com for details.
Your intelligent heating and cooling solution is at myadvancedair.com.
The McPherson Agency and Farmers Insurance are known for helping with auto and home insurance needs, but we can also help with many business, bonding, and life insurance options. Hi, it's Megan McPherson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. My team and I would love the opportunity to offer a comprehensive review of your current policies. Give our office a call at 541-776-0673 or stop by our office. A straightforward and personalized approach is what you'll get when you choose me, Megan McPherson, as your local Farmers Insurance agent.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Prime Minister of violence-racked Haiti is stepping down. Ariel Henry says he'll resign once a transitional presidential council has been formed. Haiti is overwhelmed by gang violence. It's been likened to a civil war. President Biden has unveiled a $7.3 trillion election year budget proposal for fiscal 2025. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations today with victories in a slate of state primaries. Contest today in Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have targeted a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea with missiles, triggering an explosion near the vessel but causing no damage. Consumer price index is out, says prices rose 0.4% last month from January. More details at srnnews.com.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
You've heard us say it for years. The pests, mold, and allergens under your home impact the air you breathe inside your home. That's where Terra Firma Foundation Systems comes in. Dark and damp areas are breeding grounds for mold and mildew. Warming spring temps add humidity, making your crawl space a greenhouse. Stop the cycle. Terra Firma can turn your crawl space into a clean, dry, protected space. Visit GoTerraFirma.com to schedule your free evaluation today. CCB 173-547. That's GoTerraFirma.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
636 770-5633. It's open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. One call, but one complaint. Or one challenge, okay? Yeah.
We wouldn't have to be worried tonight.
is waxing poetic, I guess, about hearing Eric Carmen and the Raspberries first as a young boy delivering the Toledo Blade, listening to CKLW Motor City Rock with brother Bill Gable. All the other great AM DJ rock jocks back of the era. And yeah, even though there were Cleveland stations, we all listened to the Detroit station. And that's just the way that is. Maybe we're 50 miles away. Sometimes the AM ground wave didn't reach Cleveland all that cleanly, but we got the Skywave from Detroit. No problem with that. And anyway, great memories on that. Eric Carmen was such a wonderful, wonderful artist. And underappreciated, I think, too. Jim Katzel writes me this morning. I hope I pronounced your name correctly, Jim. He says, Bill, I was listening to you this morning. Funny to hear you talk about delivering the Toledo Blade. I'm 58 years old. I did the exact same thing as a young kid. I delivered the Toledo Blade and the Finley Courier to make money. I listened to the same radio station as well on an AM radio, CKLW. Yeah, we listened to the Canadian station, right? Delivered the papers on a single-speed Schwinn bicycle that I built with baskets and an over-the-shoulder double bag. Oh, yeah. Grew up in a very small town in Deschler, Ohio. Delivered the entire town. People will never know the size of the Sunday paper for the Toledo Blade. He also adds, I always hated collecting the money once a month. People always wanted their papers, but they always seemed to duck the paper boy when it was time to collect. Great stories, Bill. You know, Jim, I forgot about that. I hated the collection, too. I forgot how much I hated that collection. And you're right. People really would try to duck the paper boy back in the days, right? And I don't know. When was the last time we had paper boys? When's the last time you're delivering newspapers now, I guess, really? At the point where... I knew that something had changed when all of a sudden you no longer saw children or young boys or young girls delivering papers when it ended up being adults in cars. So, yeah, you knew that something, there was definitely a change in the situation, as it were. We'll give Jim an email of the day. Email of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. By the way, they have While You Wait crowns. It's really amazing. They have an in-house lab, wonderful machine. It's all CNC kind of milling type things. And, you know, you need a crown, and they'll get the tooth prepped and get you all set. And they can have a crown put on in about a half hour, you know, while you wait. It's amazing what they have going on there. Find out more, centralpointfamilydentistry.com, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. 770-5633. Top story locally, officially, we've been talking about this for a number of weeks, preparing you for what was coming on from the deep, dark hearts of the Democratic Party in Jackson and Josephine County. But the Jackson County ballot measures did qualify for the May 21st primary election officially. Officially, so it's going to be there. They're not measure 1, 2, 3, as the Denise Krause people were kind of talking about, but it'll be 15-224, in which they ask you if you want the Board of Commissioners to become nonpartisan. I would say no. 15-225, to increase the number of commissioners from 3 to 5. That would be hell no. And 15-226 would codify decreasing the commissioner's salaries into the county charter. I don't believe they can legally do this, given that there have been court battles over this one. So triple hell no on this one. All three, it's a triple bagger, vote no. And we'll continue to talk about it, but I pretty much was saying a bunch of that yesterday. That's the number one local story at this point. Now then, Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. I think we got Dave here. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind?
Minor Dave here. I wanted to say is you brought back a good memory. There's two groups that I met that were friends with my brothers.
Uh-huh.
One was Jan and Dean.
Jan and Dean. Okay. Just, yeah, two girls for every boy, right? Surf City.
Right.
And Dead Man's Curve, right?
Right. And then, of course, I met Stephen Wolf. They were friends with my older brother.
Oh, did you meet John Kay? Hang out with John Kay?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, was John Kay the organist, too? I'm pretty sure he was, wasn't he?
Well, I never actually seen them play. I only met them in a casual manner when they came by our house.
It was so funny you brought up Steppenwolf. Over the weekend, I was doing some car work out in the garage, and I had the Steppenwolf Greatest Hits CD playing on my off my iPod.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah. And it was just like, you know, I know that I was only a little kid when Born to Be Wild came out. That is still just like the smokingest tune. And it is, and absolutely has the dirtiest, grungiest, most blown out Hammond B3 sound, I think, of all time in rock and pop music. It was just an amazing sound.
They were great. Yeah. They were really nice people.
And when you look at the selection, there was one song on there called The Pusher Man, which was an anti-drug song. Obviously, John Kay, not a big fan of the summer of drugs and love and everything else.
He didn't do any drugs. He didn't even drink.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks for the call, Dave. Good to hear from you. 770-5633. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, Bob. This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you doing this morning on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday? What's on your mind?
Well, you brought back a lot of memories with the paper route. I used to help my brother.
You did?
On our bicycles.
Yeah.
But I remember listening to my little transistor radio, and back in the day, they didn't have earbuds. You had to wear the great big, you know, phones. And I'd be on my Stingray with my banana seat or on my roller skate.
The banana seats. I almost forgot about those. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Those were the best.
Yeah, yeah. And those bicycles were pretty heavy in those days. You know, we think of the bicycles now are much lighter, the aluminum alloys. But, you know, you got pretty fit pedaling those things around, didn't you, Vicki?
Yeah. And what was really fun, well, I was a tomboy growing up. I grew up with two brothers. And we always used to put a playing card with a clip in our spokes. So it sounded like kind of like a motorcycle.
Yep. Yep.
But later on in life, I got a chance. I used to play the radio all the time, like every contest on every single radio station. And
you know what we called you, Vicki?
Huh?
You know, in the radio world, they call them contest pigs. But that's okay. We love you. All right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would call and they'd be like, and they used to call me Vicki McSqueaker because I would just be like, what's up? So I got a chance to go on KZZE and be a co-host.
When was that? Because I was doing mornings on KZZE with Murphy and back in the late 90s, but it must have been after I left, right?
I co-hosted with Rob King.
Oh, Rob King. Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, this is the signal that used to be KZZE, 106.3. Yeah, so I'm back on it.
And
yeah.
Now you guys are like, I listen to, my primary radio station now that I listen to. So I got to co-host, and I went in at 6 in the morning, and I got to co-host till 10. And I don't know if you ever watched the show Martin. It was a comedy show on, I don't even
know. I think it was on Fox. I think it was on Fox, but no, I don't think I did. But
and he used to go, and the first thing he'd say on the radio was, "What's up?" And so when we came back from break, I did that and almost blew Rob's ears off.
You did, huh?
You know, you don't realize that they're listening to you on the headphones. Mm-hmm. But I had a friend of mine call in. And he's like, yeah, I know Vicki McSqueaker. And it really freaked me out. It was like, oh, my God, I've only been on the radio an hour and I've already got my first stalker.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting if you when you do radio full time, as I have for like 43 years, actually, it's going to be 44 years, Vicki.
Oh, wow.
You always behave well out in public because it's amazing how you get recognized by voice, even if people don't know you by sight. You know, you'll just be talking to someone. And so
it kind of freaked me out. And then I realized, oh, my God, it was like one of my really good friends. I cut his hair for years. And then I was like, oh, whew, you know, Vicki.
Okay. Small world. Thanks for the story, Vicki. Great hearing. Vicki McSqueaker. Now I'm going to remember that. When you call, we'll have to keep that nickname going, okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. Thanks. Let me go to line 3. Good morning, KMED, KCMD. Hi, who's this? Hello? Good morning.
Bill.
Hi, who's this?
Morning, this is Jim, Grants Pass.
Yeah, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, no, John Kay was the lead singer.
Yeah, I know that. But did he play the keyboard too?
He did not play B3 organ.
Ah.
You know, it's funny. I went on tour with them in July of 71, and we toured all the way across the country. We started in L.A. at the Forum and toured all the way to New England. And they were a great band, those guys. And John Kay was really a nice guy. And just wanted to bring out one other thing is the thing that got him, the band, the notoriety, was they came out with this song called GD, the Pusher Man.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. I was listening to it Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, at the time, remember, they wouldn't even play it on AM. It was always on the FM underground type stations. You know?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and I didn't even have an FM radio back at that time, so I couldn't. I couldn't have heard. Now, if I was in Milan, Ohio, like I said, when I was growing up then, you know, listening to the Big 8, CKLW, if I had the FM, I would have been listening to the drug-soaked WMMS, the Buzzard. That was the underground rock station at the day.
Yeah.
You know, those were the radio stations that the bad kids in school listened to.
Yeah, like it was KPFA here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly. You know, those were the troublemakers, right? Oh, if we only knew then. Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing the Steppenwolf memory, all right? 648 and change on KMED, KCMD. Hey, something else kind of different. I rescheduled Jack Beaumont. We got Jack Beaumont, the former French spy. Great novelist. We're going to see if we can talk with him in the next few weeks, assuming that they haven't put a bag over his head and extreme rendition on him, like the last time you were going to talk to him. We'll see. We'll see if it works out or not.
Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon magazine is online at bestofsouthernoregon.com. Find the winners in nearly 200 categories by flipping through the magazine online, or sort by category and discover Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Nominations for the Best of Southern Oregon 2024 to 2025 begin soon. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to browse the current magazine and to nominate your favorite businesses for this year's contest on Wednesday, March 13th, starting at noon.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Southwest Airlines has announced it will trim its capacity plans and reevaluate its financial forecasts for the year because of Boeing aircraft delivery delays, its sole supplier of planes. The aircraft manufacturer told Southwest to expect 46 Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes this year, down from 58. Southwest had originally expected 79 MAX planes, including the smallest model, the MAX 7, which hasn't been approved by the FAA just yet. Southwest shares were down more than 5% in pre-market trading. The Internal Revenue Service reported that the average tax refund is up just over 5% to nearly $3,200 this year as of March 1st. The average return was just over $3,000 at this time last year. The IRS has received more than 54 million tax returns. However, refunds are down 14% from nearly a year ago. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
It is not very often that I get the opportunity, the privilege of talking to a former spy. Of course, I don't know if you're ever really a former spy, But right now, joining me is Jack Beaumont. Jack Beaumont lives in Australia now, from what I understand. And he's such a great novelist that yet I read his second novel, which is out now, called Dark Arena. And then I liked it so much, I went back and bought the first one. Anyway, Jack, welcome. It's great to have you on the show.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very good. Now, I'm not very good with my French. I did visit Gay Paris one time, and I'm trying to pronounce the spy that you portray here in this book series. Is it Alec Depeigné? Is that how you pronounce the character's name?
Yeah, you can say Alec Depeigné.
Depeigné.
Or Dupin.
Okay, Depeigné, Dupin. How many years were you a spy within the French service there? Because I know you were a fighter pilot. You did everything. You've done just had an amazing spy career. And now you're writing about it.
Yeah, so I did 8 years in the clandestine branch of the DGSE, so the French equivalent of CIA, as an operative, so on the field. With different various identities in lots of different countries. And before that, I was special forces. I did the hunt of the Serbian war criminals in the Balkans. And prior to that, I was a fighter pilot on single seaters for dogfight.
Yeah, in other words, you're a bit of an underachiever, Jack. I'm teasing you, of course, and being a little sarcastic. But I am a sucker for your kind of storytelling. And I think what it makes your storytelling so great, not to blow smoke at the former spy, but you lived this. And I think there's an authenticity and a realism that you bring to it. I'm kind of curious, how much do you have to dumb it down? I don't know, maybe dumb it down is the wrong term, but how much do you have to hide so that you don't hurt spies and that might be out in the field? Is that something you have to keep in mind? Do you have to run your books by your former employer before you publish them?
Yeah, so basically you have, first, I mean, my books, first, thank you very much for reading them, and I just heard that, and I'm very glad you enjoyed the Dark Arena and went back to the Frenchman. The thing is, I wrote them, especially I started with the Frenchman, because I had the PTSD with what I've been going through. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for me to, you know, through a very cathartic process to get rid of this PTSD. Now, when you are a former spy and you want to write a book about it, you have two options. The first one is to write, of course, an autobiography, and the second one is to write a novel. If you write an autobiography, it's really not a good idea, because you never know in intelligence. You never know, the whole picture of the puzzle. Usually you have just, you know, a few pieces of the puzzle, but you don't have the full picture. So by talking about a mission where you don't actually master the whole picture, you might, as you just said, put in danger some guys who are still in the field. And that's a very, very bad idea. And because my mates, my friends are still in the field, some of them. And of course, the last thing I would like to do is to put them in any bad situation. So for me, it was clearly not the idea. For me, the idea was to express the fact that actually 90% of us are married with kids. And this job has a quite severe psychological toll. And therefore, I went for the novel option. Hmm. Now, when you write a novel, it's basically your choice whether or not you ask the company to vet it or not. And so I shown the manuscript to the company. And as I'm not revealing any high state secret, let's say, they were happy with it. But it's based on real stories, and as you know because you read it, it's highly realistic. The tradecraft is very realistic, and it's based on real experiences and real anecdotes.
Jack, I've always wondered about this. Are there really James Bond type spies out there that are extremely attractive? And Alec appears to be an attractive character, or are most spies forgettable people that don't appear to be unique? I mean, or maybe there's a combination of both. How does that work in the real world?
In the real world, is usually forgettable people.
Mm-hmm.
So you will clearly target, if you go in another country, you will go in the crappiest hotel you can find, where no one will ask your name or a visa card. And clearly, you won't go in the five-star hotel. It's people who look like everyone, and usually, you don't want to be you don't want the people to remember you too much.
Yeah, I imagine so, because remembering too much could either blow cover or actually could kill you, I think, or get you killed in some cases.
Absolutely.
You talked about how most of the spies have families and children, and I don't know how marriages can survive this too long. I mean, did your marriage survive your service, your 8 years as a spy?
Yeah. He did. So the main character in the book is basically myself. So I'm still married with my two boys.
Okay.
It's very hard because actually it's very interesting, this question, because to be able to perform in this job, you need some people with very stable mental skills. Because when you are in another country with a suitcase full of cash, being called someone else, you don't want this person to disappear with a suitcase full of cash. So, or to betray all the secrets. So, you need something to ground you back. You need something to hook you back to who you really are, because you're always under a false identity. And the best way to hook someone back to his real life is the love of the family, so the marriage. So basically, you are recruited thanks, let's say, to the marriage. But actually, what the company is going to ask you to do is to develop your own dark side so much, because you have to fight the bad guys, that they know that at the end of the day, it will cost you your marriage.
Yeah.
So usually, divorce is the rule, and unfortunately, suicide is quite common.
I'm glad you're able to survive this, and I guess you still have to keep your identity secret in your new home, right? Because this, there could be people that you interacted with that would love to find you. Would that be fair?
Yes and no, because I mean, those people, some really bad people who came across my path, unfortunately, or let's say fortunately for some of them, are not in this world anymore.
Uh-huh.
And some others, because the reason why I entered their lives, because the reason why they knew me is because I basically recruited them to manipulate them and to take some intelligence from their minds. So they are basically traitors. They betrayed their countries, or they betrayed their companies. And therefore, if I see them in the street, or if they see me in the street, they would be the one crossing the street and walking on the other side.
All right.
Because they don't want anyone to know that they betrayed their country.
Thank you for sharing a few minutes. And I can't say enough great things about Jack Beaumont's new book, Dark Arena, and, of course, the original one, The Frenchman. Get them both. And they are intelligent, authentic, and I can't say enough good about them. Jack, a pleasure. Thank you so much for having joined the show. Be well.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. It is 7 o'clock, and we'll check the rest of the news here in just a moment. And once again, Jack Beaumont is what you want to look for. The Frenchman and the follow-up, which is out right now, Dark Arena. And it really is a fascinating look at the psychology of being a spy, too. And given that Jack, of course, was a spy for 8 years and lived to tell about it, a lot of people don't live to tell about it either there. But it's, you need these kind of people, the kind of people willing to work the dark arts in government. It's 7 o'clock.
At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary.